Good morning. How are you? We are blessed, and we are grateful to Deacon Patrick for signing the gospel for us today. Thank you. I have spoken many times on the gospel, so I want to just focus on one line in the second reading, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4. And it says, "Brothers and sisters, loved by God." And I think this is the most basic thing that we need to know in the faith, of course, is that we were created by God to be loved. We were created by God to be loved, right? And the basic teaching of the church is, of course, who made me? God made me. Why did God make me? He made me to know him, to love him, and serve him in this world so I can be happy with him forever in the next. To know God is to know we are loved because God is love. So it got to be the fundamental principle of our following of God, that we know that we're loved by God. Now again, we have been taught this since we were children. Again, even though we've been taught it, sometimes we hear other things from the pulpit. Sometimes we've heard other things from different apparitions and that we see that God is out to get us and, you know, his hand's being held back, but oh, if he has his way, we're all damned and going to hell. Well, that's a little bit different than we hear in the gospel when we hear God is love. And so I think that we need to do what we need to do that we can experience that love. Now, the best way to experience the love of God is through what? Prayer. I should have been a dentist. Prayer is the main way we come to experience the love of God. And so we do that, and I've taught many years on how to pray. And again, you should know it by now. The best way to pray, in my opinion, is to take 5 minutes a day with God. Begin by telling him you're sorry and go through your sins with him. Then surrender your life to him and surrender everything in your life to him. And then finally asking God to hold you and spending 3 minutes every day in the arms of the Father, being loved by the Father. And then with Jesus saying the Lord's Prayer, concluding that time. But to every day give at least 3 minutes in your prayer to letting the God of the universe embrace you. There you will come to experience the love of God. If you can't do that for whatever reason, oh, Father, I've tried that, it doesn't work for me. I would suggest you haven't tried it enough. But let's go to the next part. Then you spend time in the Word of God. You go to Google and you put into Google verses on God's love. And then you go each day and you take a different verse and you meditate on that until one of those grabs your heart. And then claim that verse, use that verse, go to that verse when you're feeling unloved. Another part specifically we've talked about before here is the verse 1:1:1, Mark chapter 1, verse 11, where God the Father, when Jesus was baptized, God the Father said, "You are my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." That every day you let God say that to you, "You are my beloved Son," or "You are my beloved daughter, with whom I am well pleased." Those are the ways that if you haven't experienced the love of God yet, that at least gets you on the road to that. Because most people, you know, I was just at a parish mission this week, and I was up in Manchester, Rhode Island, and last Saturday I was in Rochester, and Friday I was in Rochester speaking to high school kids, and Saturday the men. The number one thing is 99% of the people that go to church haven't a clue that they're loved by God. They just don't. They hope they're loved. They're more think that God isn't happy with them. They're more afraid of God. And if that's the point, we need to get back to basics. So please forgive the very basic homily. But I think it's something we need to come back to again and again. We were created by God to be loved. That's where it begins. And we need to do everything in our power to experience that love. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. You get the way I end the homily every week? May each of you know his love today and forever. Do it. Amen.